All right, for some reason, I don't know what I did, but I last video I stopped recording, so I'm just going to start a new one. I'm a little bit pissed about it, so I'm fuming here. So I want to talk about the fact that YouTube wants to get rid of the dislike button. I think they are already implementing the removal of the, not the removal of the dislike button, but the ability for the viewer to see the dislike button. Now, this actually infuriates me a little bit. I like to see how many dislikes there are in a video. Makes me realize if it's a good video or not. See what the court of public opinion says beforehand. Typically, if it's a Joe Biden video, I hit the dislike button for sure. Absolutely, without a hesitation. I just don't like Joe Biden. I listen to what he says, though, but he's still a crappy lifetime-long politician. And he is the source of the problem. Democratic Party lost me a long time ago. I consider myself a classic liberal, if anybody wants to know the truth. And I do like to delve into politics a little bit, but I do honestly believe that Joe Biden is the reason the dislike button is going away. And here's my hot take behind it. Because of all the dislikes Joe Biden actually gets, and they're so visible to see. It's so visible to see the vitriol behind not only the comments, but the amount of dislikes on every video that is related to Joe Biden. The American people don't want him in office anymore. There's a bit of an uprising here. Now, YouTube, thinking that this will help, and I don't know why, I can't speak for YouTube, but clearly, the dislike button is being used on videos where the president's just with the president, with anything people don't like. Not a lot of people, newsflash, CNN, newsflash, MSNBC, or whatever channels tend to spew Democratic lies and nonsense. And there is a reason people are leaving the left, by the way. There's a reason nobody really identifies as a Democrat anymore and an independent, because the Democratic Party has lost their fucking mind. So, what I want to say, and my truth, my belief in this instance is very simple. We're looking at censorship in a weird way. You're probably thinking to yourself, well, Mike, how the hell does the removal of the dislike button, or I should say the visibility of the dislike counter, how is that censorship? In a way, it is, because you're not allowing people to see the negative. You should be able to see the positive and the negative. Truth be told, you should be able to see the disdain and you should be able to see the happiness. The point is, there's a reason Joe Biden gets a lot of dislikes, because he's not a likable guy. People don't like him. I'm going to be very straightforward with YouTube right now. YouTube, keep the dislike counter on. I know my videos get a lot of dislikes. I'm not a likable guy, but I have the balls to admit I'm not a likable guy. This is the truth. I'm not a likable guy. It's really not. This is honesty. So I really am hoping, I'm hoping people come to their senses on this one and realize that, Joe Biden is not good for our country. But what I want is I want YouTube to realize this. I think the problem is YouTube themselves want to mask the problem by masking the dislike counter. When they're not admitting to themselves and they're in denial. The fact that I don't know what sort of death threat Joe Biden has put onto, I don't know what the Biden administration, I don't know if they're like pointing a gun at the business heads of Google. I don't know. I don't know how this is working. I'm trying to figure it out. And by the way, this is all opinion. But what I'm trying to figure out is, why are they doing this? You know, why is YouTube getting rid of the dislike counter? I think it's important. I'm okay, by the way, as a YouTube creator. I am absolutely okay with people seeing my dislikes every single time. I want people to see my dislikes. I think it's great. Why not? And I think what frustrates me the most is, I think it's dishonest to hide certain analytics. I think, in fact, I would love it if people could see my demographic. It's hilarious. It's very simple. Pretty much just nothing but male viewership, I think. The dislike button they're not removing it, but what's the fucking point, I guess, of hitting the dislike button so the creator of the video can see how many dislikes it gets? I think the world should be able to see the dislikes. Seriously. Here's an interesting feature they can implement. So you can, and in YouTube, hear me out on this. Okay, so fine. You want to hide those dislikes? Okay. Fair. How about we do this? How about you hide the likes as well? Okay, hide the likes and hide the dislikes until somebody hit the like or dislike button first. So for example, let's say I'm viewing Creed's Can You Take Me Higher music video. I can't see the likes and dislikes, right? But I do have the ability to press one or the other. I'm going to put like because I love Creed, right? Because Creed is a great band. And when I press the like button, that's when my vote will count, but I'll be able to see all the likes and dislikes afterwards. So that if you want the honest opinion there, then it will work. And then what you would do is you would make it to where the person couldn't switch out their like or dislike. Once they press the like or the dislike button, there's going to be like a little thing that says, are you sure? You know, that's how it should be, in my opinion. Because then people can choose whether they like a video or dislike it. It's such a cop-out, YouTube. It really is a cop-out. And if there's any more evidence YouTube is in bed with big government and big tech are in bed with each other, it's this. The fact they're getting rid of the dislike counter. Because they're afraid people's feelings will get hurt. It's so stupid. It really is dumb. And I'm aware that I get dislikes on my videos, and I'm perfectly fine with it. I know that my content's pretty cool. I don't need the approval of everybody. But I think we should, as a nation, this is our president, you know. If we dislike it, we dislike it. And you know what? Hiding the dislike button's only going to make things worse. You're only creating more of a problem for yourself, YouTube. I'll tell you why you're creating more of a problem for yourself, because people are just going to get vitriolic and they're just going to write terrible things in the comment section. They're just going to be like, instead of let's go Brandon, people are actually going to just start saying, fuck it. Let's just say fuck Joe Biden at this point, because really fuck Joe Biden. So that's what's going to happen. And it's the truth. It's the truth. And YouTube censoring this dislike button is not good. You know, and look, everything you heard in this video, by the way, is my opinion. Can be considered fiction or falsehood. Take it with a grain of salt. It's all conspiracy theory. That's all it is. It's all opinion. I'm only saying this, by the way, because YouTube would demonetize me in a heartbeat if they could. YouTube mods don't like me. Facebook mods have been on Facebook. They do not like me. I'm too much of a free thinker for their own good. If there's one thing I've learned is YouTube and Facebook don't like free thinkers. They really don't like people questioning their authority. They don't like people questioning authority in general. They don't like it. They consider it hate speech or against their community guidelines or some BS. And that could be further from the truth. I guess it's a part of their community guidelines to be blindly compliant to authority figures. It's basically what YouTube is trying to say whenever they try to suspend my account for having an opinion. So. But I won't stop having an opinion. You can suck my balls, YouTube, if you think that you can stop me from having an opinion. I'll find other platforms if I have to, if you even try. And YouTube is, I think YouTube is aware that more creators are getting pissed off about being censored for having beliefs. A lot of them are independent, by the way. They're not even right wing. They just are tired of the left wing bullshit. They're tired of the leftist politics. They're tired of authoritarian politics from the left. They're done with it. I'm done with it. I'm tired of being, I don't like being censored. I want to have my own opinion. I think it's great to have an opinion. And I think it's great to have an opinion that contradicts the comment, not contradicts. Blah, what is the word? That counters the current opinion, the current public popular opinion. See, free speech was not meant to protect popular speech because popular speech doesn't need to be protected. Popular speech is like, okay, everybody's okay with this. Free speech was meant for speech people find vile, to protect that speech. to keep it protected, to keep the vile speech protected, to keep the worst of it all protected. You want to know why the First Amendment is so important? Because freedom of thought is important. And in the free marketplace of ideas, guess what happens? The best ideas typically prevail. That's why America succeeds. That's why the rest of the world does not. America is very keen on the idea of freedom of speech, the freedom of thought. This is why America rocks. This is why China will eventually eat itself whole. This is why other countries suck. Because we're an individualist country, and it's no fucking accident. It's no damn accident that we're one of the greatest countries of all time. That's just it. It's really simple, but you can't have an opinion anymore. That's the sad part. You just can't have an opinion. I mean, censorship is unethical. I will always say this every single time. It's the most unethical thing in the world, especially when all you're doing is trying to convey a thought, an idea. And just because the world does not agree with you doesn't mean that you're wrong. See, I can be right and have the world disagree with me. I can be totally correct. Just because an idea is popular doesn't make it right. It just makes it popular because enough people have subscribed and drank the Kool-Aid on certain ideas. Back in the day, witch hunting used to be very popular. People would burn, seriously, groups of people would burn women at the stake. How fucking terrible is that? And that used to be almost a tradition. It used to be a common practice. I wouldn't say super common, but it wasn't even frowned upon. That's why it's dangerous to live in the world of public opinion 24/7. Now, maybe getting rid of the dislike button could have some advantages. Maybe not. But I think it's good to hear. I think it's good for the people to have a voice, even if it's through simply a button. And to censor the dislike counter, I feel is disingenuous. Doesn't let people see how many people really fucking hate that shit. Doesn't matter though, because here's the thing. Once they get rid of the dislike button, here's what's going to happen next. There's just going to be vitriolic comments. It's just going to get worse. You know, YouTube is really digging itself a hole right now with its user base. It really is. And they don't even, I think they're kind of aware of it at this point. But I don't think they really give enough of a shit to do anything about it. So that's just kind of how YouTube works at this point. It's a little frustrating, but who am I to judge the YouTubes? Anyway, though, I want to thank you guys for taking the time to view this video. Stay safe, stay sexy, stay healthy, and I think this one might be the last for the night, but I'll try to make more videos ASAP. Might make another one tonight. Still contemplating it, but I'll talk to you guys later. Have an incredible rest of the night. Bye.